It was tragic, all right, but George and Hazel couldn't think about it very hard. Hazel had a perfectly average intelligence, which meant she couldn't think about anything except in short bursts. And George, while his intelligence was way above normal, had a little mental handicap radio in his ear. He was required by law to wear it at all times. It was tuned to a government transmitter. Every 20 seconds or so, the transmitter would send out some sharp noises to keep people like George from taking unfair advantage of their brains. Harrison Bergeron, an excerpt from Kurt Vonnegut's short story, Harrison Bergeron, from 1961. Welcome back to the First Crack Podcast. This is Garrick Van Buren. This is number 69. I'd like to thank Dave Slusher for reminding me that it was Kurt Vonnegut, Harrison Bergeron. I was scouring my Ray Bradbury collection for that short story. Came up dry. So, thanks, Dave. Good stuff. Just me and the mic today, kicking off the new year. Brand new mic, Sennheiser E816S. Also, we're aiming for a simplified... I'm aiming for a simplified production process, trying to avoid as many of those 12 steps that I talked about in an earlier post as possible. And this recitation of the podcast represents the empty glass of my Armagnac, which I want to thank Lewis for sending over. You maybe remember Lewis from the conversation we had approximately a year ago about coffee and beer in Brussels. And got to thank Sam Newberg, Mr. Joe Urban himself, for the delivery across the pond of said bottle. So Cooper's been with us for about 8 weeks now. And his crying is what actually reminded me of Vonnegut's story. When Cooper lets going, I am completely unable to think while he's screaming. Yeah, not at all. And I'm sure that if you have a small child, you're familiar with that. I'm left to think strategically during those short breaths, short inhales that he has, figuring out me and how can I help him. And I'm limited to just a handful of things at that point. Clean, dry, warm, fed is really, it's a fairly short list. You can usually go through about one of those in each breath. By the end of it, he's either not crying or not. So I was reminded of Harrison Bergeron, which led me down to the how much that's like interruption-based advertising in whatever its form, whatever the media. See, I'm blanking out. I can't think, when I think of interruption-based advertising, I can't think of anything else. I can't think of a storyline that I just left. Like, sorry. It's just another scream to me, another distraction. Whether it's in a podcast or a television or radio, I just got to get through it. And if there was some sort of magic way that it could either be further embedded into the storyline or cut out entirely, I definitely prefer that. Because trying to tie together a storyline and keep momentum around those things as a listener is not worth the effort. I'll just turn the damn thing off. Which makes me wonder, and if any of you out there can find where I heard that distribution is advertising in this past week or so, I'll link to you in the show notes. As that seems to tie really well into this notion. That the fact that you're listening to me right now is an advertisement for podcasting, for the First Crack Podcast, and for me. That's it. So, inspired by my consciousness that I am more easily distracted, or being more conscious of being distracted, I have, as you may have read over at the Work Better blog, removed a number of indicators from my menu bar on my PowerBook. The clock, the battery indicator, and the wireless network signal indicator have all been moved to the dashboard. The slight changes that they were making, whether it be signal strength, or charged, or percentage, or the switch from noon to 1 o'clock, from 9:59 to 10, that slight change was distracting enough for me to get off task, to lose momentum. And I didn't stop there. I also unsubscribed from the Yahoo Podcast mailing list, the Ruby on Rails mailing list, and a whole pile of RSS feeds. Cleaning out. Removing distraction. All of those were way too noisy for me to get any additional value out of them. So I am consciously ignoring them. This evening, I spent a little time watching Earl Morris's First Person. This was disc 2 of the first season of the television show that he did back in 2000 with Bravo, on the Bravo channel. And I became a Earl Morris fan after his movie with Robert McNamara, The Fog of War. Great film if you haven't seen it. First Person, Mr. Morris sits down with some very interesting people for about 20 minutes and has them tell their story, something that I'd like to do here at the First Crack Podcast, and I hope you've enjoyed that. And one of the things that struck me as I watched a conversation with a woman that curates the Mutter Museum of Preserved Human Remains, a man that was in correspondence with the Unabomber, and a man that was the CIA's head of disguise in the 70s, said they'd make really good podcasts. That, in fact, video in that form was extraneous. That it was actually causing noise, the cuts, to make the video interesting to watch, when the primary thing being delivered is the voice. The video is actually getting in the way. And that's it, folks. I hope you had a very undistracting new year. And I am going to call it a day and see what I can do to get this podcast up as quickly as possible. Happy New Year, all. Happy New Year.